proclamation number 8547 dated the July 3rd, 1963. God's special care for his laborers. My special love and care is granted to all those of you who are active on my behalf, who work for me and my kingdom. This assurance should eliminate all the worries you are occasionally prone to when you think of what is awaiting you. The time you are approaching will be difficult, and yet, with the measure of strength you receive, you will not find it as hard as your fellow human beings whose contact with me is not as heartfelt as yours, and who will therefore be so weak that they will be in danger of being overwhelmed by the events. Each human destiny is known to me, since I myself impose it upon every individual person, and since I certainly also know its consequences, my help will be correspondingly. So, regardless of what happens to you, turn to me at all times, take hold of my hand and let yourselves be guided, and, truly, you will be able to overcome everything with ease and inner calm. For even then you shall still serve me as proclaimers of my word. And during the time of adversity it is particularly necessary that you inform your fellow human beings of my working in you, of what is about to happen, and of the Father's love for his children. They shall become convinced that I am a God of love, then they will take the path to me in their adversity, and I can clearly provide them with help. For if you can convince them that I am a God of love, they will pray to me in their heart when they appeal to me for help. Then I will be able to help them without compelling them to believe. But time and again I assure you, my servants, that I will not let go of your hand, that you will not be threatened by anything which seems to go beyond your strength. You should only ever believe in my love, wisdom and power, and, truly, this faith will be your strength and will also enable you to speak on my behalf to your fellow human beings. Then you will serve me, and I will reward your service and protect you in every way. I will also grant you physical strength when your work for me is required. Consequently, you can approach the forthcoming events without worries and know that you will always be guarded by a loving Father to whom nothing is impossible if he wants to help his children in their adversity. The stronger this faith is and the more you entrust yourselves to me, the less will you be affected by that which causes fear and trepidation in your fellow human beings. Remember that everything is good, regardless of what happens, even if it does not look that way. And everyone who listens to you will experience my protection when you inform them of my word, when you proclaim the gospel of love to them, for everyone will suffer adversity in the coming time, and only the strength of their faith will lead them through all tribulations. They, too, will be seized by my love and be helped because they possess a living faith and thus pray to me in spirit and in truth. Only a close bond with me will help every person to endure their fate, for then they will faithfully entrust themselves to me and no longer impose limits to my power. Then, and depending on the depth of their faith, I will be able to work in extraordinary ways. Therefore, do not allow yourselves to become depressed by thoughts that you might succumb to your weakness. What seems impossible to you today, you may experience yourselves in the form of remarkable help at the time of great adversity. My adversary's activity will assume exceptional proportions. He will achieve inconceivable things and thereby prompt equal countermeasures on my part. But I will expose him and open your ears and eyes, my servants, so that you will clearly recognize the artful trickery of the one who wants to corrupt you. And you, too, will be suitably equipped for your encounter with him. You will destroy his web of lies with the sword of your mouth. You will publicly denounce him and be protected by me against his interventions, for he will pursue you wherever possible. The signs for the near end will become progressively more distinct, just as my love will express itself consistently more obviously. Because anyone who belongs to me need truly not be afraid of anything. But anyone without a living faith will fall prey to my adversary in his deceptive work. He will let himself be misled and not recognize the danger he is in. Nor will he take any measures to come out of it, and only great adversity can teach him to think differently. Yet the person who utterly belongs to my adversary already will receive strength from his side. This person will also master the adversity with his support, but instead totally lose his soul to him, who will not set it free anymore, and thus his followers will be bound at the same time as him when the day of the end comes. Amen.